The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals today rejected a challenge to Shell Oil's exploratory drilling plan in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas off Alaska's coast. In a brief opinion issued by the three judges who heard the case last week in Portland, the judges found that the Federal Minerals Management Service had met its obligations for consideration of the potential threat to wildlife and the risk for disaster before it approved the Shell project. This was disappointing news for environmental organizations. Chris Kranz is with Oceana. He says there are deficiencies in Shell's plan, and his organization hoped the judges would see the risks. The Obama administration has put a hold on all offshore drilling activity until May 28th. Kranz says they will request that hold be extended.
They've asked Shell Oil Company for some further information about their drilling operation and assurances. They're looking for further assurances that they can conduct this drilling safely. And so right now, the focus is on the administration, and in particular, Secretary Salazar, to really think hard about the potential for an accident in the Arctic.
Kren says in light of the BP well blowout in the Gulf, there are more questions than answers about how to safely conduct offshore drilling.
They have something on the order of 300 vessels responding to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. I don't think that there are 300 vessels that are ice-hardened to deal with a spill in the Arctic. And certainly, if there was ice in the waters, it would be very difficult for them to try and deal with such a disaster.
But Shell Alaska Vice President Pete Slaby says there are significant differences in the operations. He says water depth is one. Shell plans on drilling in water 150 to 170 feet deep versus 5,000 feet in the Gulf. Slaby says well pressure is another consideration.
The pressures we're dealing with are about one-third of the pressure that you're dealing with in the Gulf, deeper water wells in the Gulf of Mexico. And you know, there's other important differences in the total depth of the well. Our wells are this year going to be, under 8,000 feet, and that's probably about 10,000 feet less than we have in the Gulf of Mexico, the recent Gulf of Mexico incident.
Slaby says there are still hurdles to Shell's plans. They need air permits, and there is another court challenge to the entire lease sale 193 plan unfolding in the D.C. court. He says because of the concern around offshore drilling caused by the Gulf disaster, Shell will be talking to communities in the Northwest Arctic.
We recognize that there is a change in dynamic after the 20th of April, and as part of that, we do anticipate spending time in the communities and talking about just how different the wells in Alaska and the wells specifically Shell is drilling are different than deep water wells anywhere in the world. So it is really, really important right now. People are clearly going to have questions, and we need to answer them about why we continue to believe in our program.
Today's ruling does remove one obstacle for Shell, which hopes to drill three exploratory wells in the Chukchi and two in the Beaufort this summer.